Proclamation number 5145 of 6th of June, 1951. Transforming from God's creature to God's child. I want to draw you humans to myself. I want to make real children out of you who have so far only been my creatures. Do you know what this means, that you, being imperfect, are to be transformed into divine beings so that you can take up the Father's inheritance and create and work with me in the same will for your own bliss? Do you know that this is a work for which I certainly help you in constant love and willingness, but which you must accomplish yourselves through your will? This is a work which does not require my omnipotence but your own participation. Otherwise you could certainly become spiritually elevated beings but not my children, who, as my image, have to be like me in everything, who have to deify themselves and therefore had to cover an extremely long course of development in order to prove this transformation of the living creation into the Father's child in earthly life as a human being. But such a divinization does not happen in any other way than through love. There is no other means, no other way than to kindle the fire of love in earthly life and thereby melt away everything that is still ungodly and still separates the creature from me. All realization, all knowledge and all faith without love is dead and without success for the human being's spiritual development, for a deification of the soul cannot take place through it. And love cannot be replaced by intellectual wisdom or traditional faith. Love alone makes you gods, for it is my nature, and thus my image has to be love like me. But love can also be inherent in the most primitive thinker and will lead far faster to the aim than the most highly developed intellect, which is not paired with love. Therefore, science is not one step ahead where spiritual development is concerned, for the human being only has the final knowledge, the knowledge of spiritual truth, when he is instructed by the Spirit as a result of a life of love, whereas a true child of God does not need this wisdom on earth in order to reach his aim. Yet upon his entry into the spiritual kingdom he is in fullest knowledge in a flash. For love alone shapes the human being into my right child, but wisdom only emerges from love and will then also only address the human being as wisdom, whereas before the human being can indeed possess a wealth of knowledge which his intellect has gained and yet not be permeated by this knowledge as long as his spirit cannot work in him. Every person's serious endeavor should be to attain childship to God. For my child will lack nothing for eternity. My child is so close to my heart that I constantly feed it with my strength of love, that I provide it with everything it needs both physically and spiritually. I take part in all its thoughts and feelings and continuously draw it to me. I turn its gaze upwards and protect it from the enemy's attacks. I follow its every step and make sure that it does not go astray, because through its love it has become mine for eternity. Although my living creation also emerged from my hand, a true child is nevertheless much closer to me, for its love is what indissolubly chains it to me, whereas my living creation no longer knows this love. Indeed, for this reason it has to travel the infinitely long earthly path in order to shape itself into love again for the purpose of closest union with me. In your earthly life you humans shall fulfill this great task. You shall practice love until your being has become love itself in order to then rightfully be able to face me as a child which calls its father and is heard by him. And then he will also grant all requests, for he will not let his child call in vain. Then you will be so close to the Father's heart that he himself will be in you, that he will fill you with his strength of love and you will feel the divinity within yourselves, that you will already be able to work on Earth as true children, that you will be permeated by light and strength, i.e., that you will also radiate much love and wisdom to your fellow human beings, and the union with the Father will be easily recognizable. Then you can also successfully serve me as my children on Earth, for then you will only do what is also your spiritual work in the beyond. You proclaim my gospel to fellow human beings who are of good will and will lead many to eternal life. Amen.